Nope. That's not a beating. That's the only way to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a... Ah, okay. We're on.
Okay. So the, okay, so that's what we did.
The essay largely was trying to create that space. In addition to creating the halachic space, which we now know that at least two major axes, which is individual versus communal, we suggested that communal halacha may be still largely unregulated, and secondly, that mitzvot adam l'chaberu, shirdusoliot, we have the option of regarding as largely unregulated. Then we talked about the question of the extent to which we want to bring material which we want to use a goddess material or possibly hyperbolic statements which have legal forms but whose content we are suspicious of in, so we pointed out that the Rebush and Tosfos seem to have different sensibilities about this. The Rebush is what the Rebush seems to think that some of his common sense can distinguish between an agadic statement of halachic form and a genuine halachic statement, and Tosfos partially doesn't, although we found two different ways of reconciling Tosfos and the Rebush. And this, to a broader issue, which relates back to the point Michael was making, which is that to some degree the meaning of sex depends on the stances you take prior to the sex. And the sex can't defend themselves against that. If you approach the sex with certain presumptions, it's very hard for the sex to defend itself against your presumptions. Yes?
There are
also that fellow
common sense
in
the thing that's in the
pressure you can make. Yeah. I think it's a halachic form. Yeah. What about,
being that
the halachic form, if you argue it, and follow through, then it's a halachic form. Yeah, so I think that's very good. You could take that, but you could somebody could look at that and say, no, of course, everybody understands the volunteer is better. Just in the context of giving another food, the people who want to figure out why, who need to be inspired, to go down and consider as opposed to doubting when the mood strikes them, you say that. Now it happens that the Masorah on the whole has taken that as having halachic weight. But it depends on your stance. You find in modern culture, if you're not halachically committed, even in your halachically committed, people start quoting your family more often. I think that statements that conform to pre-existing positions are much more likely to be taken halachically serious than statements that aren't. And that imposes, on the one hand, it's liberating to recognize that you can't really totally free yourself from your subjectivity. So you shouldn't get stuck forever and say, I have to rid myself of all preconceptions or I can't read the sex. You can't read the sex without preconceptions. On the other hand, it imposes a really serious responsibility not to, to still be listening to the sex. And that's a major challenge, is to figure out how you can come out with a way which doesn't strive for something impossible, which is to treat the text as if you have no history. And at the same time, doesn't end up saying, turning reading a text into self-worship. Okay, no questions?
Yeah, I was just going to give an example of,
Okay, what's your idea?
My example would be how the Moral Book takes as halacha that God getting angry is like doing what is God.
Okay, you think he treats it halacha because
he treats it halacha.
Okay, right, that's all that's the same question.
Yeah.
Same question. Okay, then we move to Chavra de Chavra Yisrael. We ended up saying in the first segment that what Chavra de Chavra Yisrael accomplished was actually the reality of Chavra de Chavra Yisrael accomplished nothing, because nothing actually happened. All the action in the first segment takes place in someone's mind. Right? So Chavra de Chavra Yisrael, is a plausible Chavra Amina for somebody, right, which they can use to explain why they didn't do something else. Okay, the plausible Havamina is, anybody I tell will eventually result in the information getting back to somebody whom I don't want to have know this information. Okay, that's all that's great. Either, right, any two people I tell probably if we're talking about ages, right? But it says nothing about what actually happens in real life. It's all in the head of the character. Okay. If you take a look at the second case in Philosophical Good is Okay. So what happened? What's the reality? Explain that.
If someone has charcoal, and then goes and sells the fuel to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, the question is whether he still has a viable claim on the money against that other.
Because why wouldn't he have a viable claim?
Because he stole him.
He should have added to the price. He should have said you can't buy this field until you pay back the money you owe me. Is that what it is? That's what he wants to say. He shouldn't be given the field.
You take the money, but don't give him the field.
Take the money, but don't give him the field.
And then you're
buffer. Uh-huh.
The other way around, you know? Yeah. That the borrower sold the lender the field.
Yeah.
So, therefore, in that case, right, the borrower sold the lender the field. First, the lender gives the borrower money.
Mm-hmm.
And then the lender gives the borrower more money. The price of the field should have been included in when he bought it. He should have gotten a discount on the field. Or you would expect that he would have.
So who ends up with the field?
The lender.
So at the end of the transaction, the lender has the field, and he's just giving the borrower more money.
No.
That doesn't work with the Chacham. What made this work is that now he can take the field as collateral. So he's got out. So the price of the borrower can end up with the field.
Right.
Okay. So, yes, there it is.
I don't know if somebody owes you money and you're in the room with them and you hold the cash and you don't ask him to pay you back, but nothing you don't want money.
Uh-huh. You're selling your field and he has the cash. So you should have said, how can you buy a field from me? You owe me money.
Yeah.
Right. You should have said, how do I, right, or more precisely, when he gave you the money, you should have just said, oh, thank you.
Right, and not giving him the field.
And not giving him, and say, when you pay me, you still owe me X for the field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that depends on what the order is. If you've already given him the field before you get the money, then you didn't have that option. Right? Okay, so we're dealing with a place where the shtar is written before you give the money, so he didn't have the option of taking the money and then withholding the deed. Okay, and so Adnan says, well, in that case, he should at least have been Moser Modah, and the rabbis say, no, he has a reason for not being Moser Modah, because if he had been Moser Modah, then the guy would have found out, and he wouldn't have bought the field. He really wanted to buy the field. And he really wanted to sell him the field. Okay, so what is the play in the sugya? Exactly the same role. Right? We're still dealing with a hamamina in somebody's head. We're still dealing probably with Aiden because there's a right because probably dealing with Aiden. Exact same role. We have no idea that the chaver works in real life. And all we have is Avamina. Okay, now we get to the second of the last bit. Okay, let's talk about how do I know that a chazaka is 3 years. Okay, so we pull a claim that this comes from Shoreham Wood on the assumption that you can equate three negichos in 3 years. Right, it could have been three negichos in 3 months, it could have been three negichos in three rainy seasons, or three negichos in three decades, whatever you want. Right now we're assuming that this is like the Ramban on Bereshit. Every day is 1,000 years. Or 10,000 years, or 100,000 years, whatever you want, right? So, right, there's nothing in the analogy that tells you what the unit of time is that corresponds to a negicha. Mm-hmm. Okay, unless somebody has a gematria for a negicha somewhere. I don't know. Yeah. It could be unless you're going to stop the field, right? Then it takes one season, right? But if we were just doing this sugya, it'd be hard to treat this as a rigorous halachic argument. No, we're not doing this sugya. Okay, so now Rav Avira comes along and says, hang on a sec. Maskeva Rav Avira, elamat, mechah, shmo b'fanav, lo tehavim mechah, demi shor avur. Ma shor avur b'fanav b'yan, apatanami b'fanav b'yan. So Rav Avira says, if you're going to claim that shor avur is actually a rigorous analogy for cheskes gimel shanim, then just like in order to create the chazaka by Shor HaMu'ud, you have to tell the owners each time that the ox is gored. So too, in order to break the chazaka of Gimel Shanim, you have to tell the owner whose faith you object. Okay, once again, the analogy isn't working so well because you're creating the chazaka. By Makal, you're breaking the chazaka. By Shor HaMu'ud, you're creating the chazaka. Why there should be an analogy between the creation and the breaking is utterly unclear. So we'll grant the Gemara this also. Okay, that's our question. Why? Right, the question here is, right, can you really use Shor HaMu'ud as the model, since that would imply, or are you willing to use Shor HaMu'ud as the model if the implication of that is that Makal can only be the fun of? Okay, to which the answer is,
no.
What's the answer?
Because the principle of the cover actually creates a reality where even if the Shulafana actually ends up being the Shulafana because, wood will get out and it's a different
tomorrow. And therefore?
Therefore,
why doesn't that work by Shor HaMu'ud? Okay, what do you want to say? So the Shor HaMu'ud, we require Daska Bifanav, and then by Chesed Gimel Shanim, what do we require? Why? How do we know that? Tell him. Why do I need to cover the chavra there? If the whole reason to require the chavra tana was from Shor HaMu'ud, and now I'm claiming that Shor HaMu'ud has a pasuk, and that's why it's different. The chazaka proves it. The question is, what kind of macha is it to break it? Are we dealing with whether the chazaka has to be the son of or the macha has to be the son of? No? To break the chazaka, who has to know about it?
The guy who
says? That's the machlokes. So that'll be there later on. It's the machlokes. It depends what the purpose of the chazaka is. If the purpose of the chazaka is adverse possession, then the machlok breaks it. The purpose of the chazaka is excuse for losing your star.
Because it's a pasuk specifically says it, because it has that simplicity there. Therefore, we have that major equation in the machalkes, which is the chavrikah. The chavrikah function as the quote,
So why shouldn't it work by Shor HaMu'ud also then? Why can't you just tell three people you're Shor HaMu'ud?
by two people.
But again, the way the logic of the Gemara works is, if you're right about Shor HaMuah, then we should require Makal Defanav.
No, Shor HaMuah is different. But we still require Makal Defanav.
The
Manasseh, yes,
Michael. If the Gemara is not teaching you that you need to be Defanav, but it
needs to be specifically the Gemara takes to pay Defanav. So you have to claim that Shor HaMuah is Defanav, and that we know somewhere else previously. In addition to being Defanav, Shor HaMuah is a special din of Yidalav, and we don't transfer the din of Yidalav. Now, why we don't transfer the din of Yidalav is the whole thing we're doing here is we're making a din of.
Right, so in all the details,
why don't we just say, well, you're right, by Shor HaMuah, it says three. Because, right, but here, it's one, but we learned it from Shor HaMuah, because that's wrong.
Maybe
it's the second rule of the law. But again, either Shor HaMuah than the model is not.
Well, no, it's the second rule of
the law. So we teach that you don't see that call and limit it to this.
Okay.
We can make up a Nidra Halacha stuff if we want.
That's fine. I don't understand Nidra Halacha.
We can make it up. That makes you so happy, yes.
So
the Mahdi
is the
Baal
of
the Yeah.
So you're challenging his potential ownership.
Aha. So the Baal
has been allowed,
but I'm still, right,
the problem, I'm claiming there's a Mimarasha, right? That is, that if the premise of the Kasha seems to be, then the Kasha of all the Panas would be good. If it weren't for Shor HaMuah. And then we end up saying, the terrorist is that we have another way of accomplishing the Panas. Right, that doesn't work. Because if the only source of the Hakonah was Shor HaMuah, then it better be the same way as Shor HaMuah. Right, so I confess that I am at this point a little bit...
Do you have a solution?
Okay, I confess to being a little puzzled
by this thing. And therefore, it's very hard for me to figure out what's up with Hakonah this way, what everyone's doing every second.
Okay?
Yes, sorry.
Why can't you say that it's the reality that once you
step,
you know, once you
are low
in front of
X amount
of people, it's
the day
you're doing
it from the state. Doesn't need it. Then the right tariff should be, you shouldn't say Hassam, who is the Allah's to. Right, Hassam, it should be, the right tariff should be, Havra Chavra Yisle. Right, the answer is yes.
Yeah, I think, Havra Chavra Yisle is not a principle that that's what you need to informing the boss, informing the mafik is not a din in Fana.
Yeah.
Right, and I think it's borne out by the other study also, right? That you may or may not have to inform him, and that he may or may not need to know about the Nahar, but that's got nothing to do with the Fana. The Fana is a specific din of whether or not you have to go and tell him.
Okay, so let's just say straightforwardly, here's what the way I wrote this again. And on the other hand, Makar Shmuel Defana goes to Abi Makar, meaning Makar Shmuel Defana shouldn't be Makar even if he hears about it. Right? So, right, like Shor HaMuah, and of course he has to hear about it. Answer, Shani Hassan, the Sidu Abi Allah. So you already knew Kamar Kamar Yisrael, and that was the premise of the question.
Right.
So the Hassan Hassan thing still doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes,
ma'am.
You're
assuming that the Makar is supposed to be parallel to the Ruan Dinalak, which is not necessarily the case.
Yeah, what's it
about? That's Rashi's assumption, right?
Yeah.
Rashi is saying that at this point in the Gemara, it's not saying that the Dinalak there's two types of different Dinalak going on, but this is what forced Rashi to borrow from the Gemara Cortez and then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Rashi has to assume that even the Gemara on Chafetz Chaim Beis is already assuming that part of the reason of Mecha is to warn the Mastic that he should keep his star. I mean, this version of what drove Rashi to assume that there's that unspoken argument already Mecha from Chafetz Chaim Beis.
Okay, good. Let's read the Rashi together. So we'll be correct in saying that the problem that I'm raising is recognized by Rashi.
It's only based on the assumption that Nakara is supposed to be kind of like a dog, you know?
Well, let's take a look at what Rashi says. Okay, let's do it first. So, Kilona lo dami, right? Yehi de gamri nam sholosh nami sholosh nami hikos. Ki heiti de maski hani mechadoka, hani nami maski mechadoka. Aval, right, so Rashi has a quick move, right? It's not making or breaking a chadoka. It's that the sholosh nami breaks the chadoka of the marakam. Right, that's the first move Rashi makes. Right? You get that? Don't look up, he's bothered by the problem of creation and breaking. The first move is that Tetzio Chalas, the three years don't make us a lot of, they break the tire of Chazaka. And that's a very important conceptual claim, because it depends whether you think Chazaka is creating or breaking. Okay.
Well,
you can do it the other way around. Yeah, you can flip it and say that all Shara and Shara and cut this town, and so they shall be able to break in the town this day. Yeah. Okay, he says, Avon the Chav Meha Adal, less than the Migmar. So even though the Chazakas can learn from each other, there's no conceptual comparison between the Makah and the Hadah. Because the Hasan came in the Hadah, the Chayvah Maman al the Gishol Savi Ba'ah, will the Hamid Shara the Chazkas Muad, So what's the argument he's making? And how does Rashi, Rashi's saying that the issue of the Makah is not on the same axis as the Chazaka. The Chazaka, right? The Chazaka's comparison is flat, but when you get to Makah, the axis breaks down. Okay, what's the gap?
The purpose of being
forming
is different.
Yeah.
And the purpose of forming is
Right, that much I can say, right? There must be a quality of those different, right? If one of the different is the challenge. Okay, yes, sir. So, in the end, that's going to ask the question boldly. Right? What has to happen to make a right, to make a sure it was? Right? What has to happen? In order to be effective. I need him, right? And what do I have to do?
I'm the
owner of the shore. What has to happen? In order for this Nagika to count, for the shore to become a moor. So, what has to happen? I have to find out, right?
Yeah.
Right, for the shore to be a shore, right, for the shore to become a shore moor, I have to find out. Nothing short of my finding out will work, right? Good, but I have to find out, right? That's the key point. If I don't find out, I can't act properly. As opposed to...
The other guy doesn't have to find out.
The other guy doesn't have to find out, right?
Good. So now tell me what Copper the Copper East Blade does. If he doesn't have to find out, what do I care about it? Who cares?
If he wants to find out, he'll ask
him. Okay. So that's
so now what should I tell you again, right? Each of them to work, right? For the most, right? What is...
No.
Yeah?
He didn't work for the guy to land, even if he never found it out.
What?
Because he could have seen the star first. He had to have.
Uh-huh.
If he wants to follow the star, then he can do his research. And at that point, because of Cloud or Cloud, there is information out there somewhere, and he can find it.
So the difference is that by the short of wood, he really has to find out. And by land, he only sort of has to find out.
He might want to find out, but he doesn't have to.
Okay, so the difference is that by the shore piece, we have to know that he found out, and by land, we only have to give him a fighting chance to find out if he wants to. So what Cover the Cover his way does is it makes it possible for someone to find out if they want to. That's an interesting formulation.
I was
going to
say that as a tension really can just be concrete potential from the context. Uh-huh. It's not that he wants to know, it's more that in the short term, we have active vested interest in the owners being required to find it. You know, they have shown before knowing full level or not. But with Makah, the Makah's Makah creates the kind of reality is that, you know,
if it's
potential to find out, that's good enough.
Why is
potential
good enough?
Wait, there doesn't sound like it is.
Good.
Like, he needs to be warned, but Hakko is over today, goes out here, today we know Zaire is clear as hell.
Zaire Yachal Omar.
Right.
He says, I've never bubbled up though. Zaire Yachal Omar, Ibu Shabbati.
I mean, he does have to know. I think the difference is just that in the case of the Sharmuad, that he needs to be, someone else already said this, so, but like, the substance of what he has to do is different. They both have to know, it's just a question of when and how that changes.
I didn't follow that at all.
I mean, just Rashi inside, right? The Hazam came under the Chaylo Mamo on Gihato Hiba, the Hamichiro Bechaz Kamua, the beginning of the Disney Bowling. Chiyango Giton, Wahakisha Eden, Wahabia Kerim Hazmin. Right? He's got a lot more that he needs to do. And as a consequence, right, you want to get the two bowlings in together.
Right.
So that we have this requirement in American law too, right, that the sites need to share information and talk. You know, in the other case, so long as he has the evidence in his pocket. Someone already said this, I mean, I'm not the first person who's going to say this. There is the evidence in his pocket. All he has to do is wait and not throw out the shahr.
Okay, so let's say, you can claim that by the shahr, he doesn't just have to know that somebody made him a shahr, but somebody, you have to know how they did it. Right, you have to be present at the, right, because the fact that he'll find out that they were agent doesn't accomplish anything because he has to actually initiate it. Right. Okay, right, that's a much sharper thing. Actually, everyone assumes at this stage that the owner has to find out. The only question is that there's a special halakha of shor mu'ad, that it's not enough for him to find out that his shor is a mu'ad. It's the halakha, he has to be, right, is that he has to, there are things that he has to be present for, or is to fight in the game of war, whereas to fight against him, that's all you do is you already have the evidence. Okay, that seems to be a very plausible reading of Rashi. That is, right, that war develops a special offer that, right, that the owner has to have a right to, right, to attack the basis of the Ve'ida, as opposed to the Makah, where you already have the basis for attacking the Ve'ida, I am sure.
What do you
see the star? There's stuff. We don't care about that. Nothing you can do.
No way of buying
the star. You're supposed to your star for 3 years. That's right. That's a circular rule, right? You know, right? You know, if you lose your star in the first 3 years, right? You know. Yes, sir.
Can you inquire or question the star?
He could question the star, but we like to assume that star is already. If the star is McQuillan,
Right?
Doesn't have
any in it? No. Yeah. Right? A star of the Cleveland is an infant only starving resident. And the whole cosmos of stars is short circuit, the investigative process about the agent. Right? We assume that the agent had already been caught again. But actually, it didn't have to be caught again.
Okay, as far as the many miracles are shown. So
if that's the case,
so we have to claim that at this point in the sugya, everybody assumes that a makor to be effective has to get back to the owner, and the chavra actually creates certainty that the machzik will find out. Okay, that would claim that saying something in front of which saying a makor in front of witnesses generates the certainty that the owner will find out. We could qualify that. We could say that there's a difference about makor because by a makor we assume that the machzik wants to find out. The saying in front of two people gives a responsible person the opportunity to find out. It doesn't tell anything about the ability of getting out. It just tells us that it makes it impossible to hide the information from somebody who wants to know. I mean, those are very different claims. Then it's certainly reasonable to say that that part of the duty we impose on a new purchaser is A, to keep the star, and B, to keep it right, to keep an ear out to find out if there's a makor, because if there's a makor, you better keep your star longer. Right, so you can't make the claim, had I heard, for one of two reasons. We say, you know what, a responsible person would have heard, and therefore if you don't have your star, it's because you never had one. Okay, the reason for keeping your ear out from the car is because you have a star, you want to keep it. You don't have a star, there's no point purpose keeping your ear out because it's not going to help anyway.
But if you have it after the 3 years,
then you have no reason to listen. So you have to put up over it.
Okay. That's what I would say. We could argue the top of the topic here again between Aiden,
and this accomplishes the possibility that a concerned person, right,
accomplishes the impossibility of hiding information from somebody who wants to know. Okay, now we have the next case.
Hello, Marava. Right, the real reason for star is traffic. Kamaisa Mizari is for star. A star to class Mizari. Say lo Mizari.
Okay.
So the Bayit says to Rava, Ela Meata, Nechara Shmo Bifana, Lo Tiavi Mecha, Yalei, Imachit, that way, Halim is the Yerana Bishtari. So the Bayit says, if you're right, that the whole purpose, right, one of the two possible purposes, one is that people should have kept their star, and the other is that you should have been Moshe. It's either positive proof for the machzik or negative proof against the knowing. Mm-hmm. Okay? So Rava says that it's all built on the psychology of the machzik, and it has nothing to do with the failure of the knowing. So at that point, if it has nothing to do with the psychology of the knowing, then the knowing making a makor should do nothing at all, because all that does is tell us about the psychology of the telling, and it tells us nothing about the machzik. And if all it comes up is simply that aspect, we say that if you've been there for 3 years and you no longer have a star, then connection is not intended to the law. That's all that, right? Having been on the land for 3 years is sufficient to create a chazakah. It's just that not having the star with the reyasa, and now you've explained that reyasa, so you're backstabbing the chazakah. So that's the case, and the chazakah of the fun doesn't affect your chazakah. We don't care the other guy said all along with his land, right? He has no grounds anymore. His chazakah is over. Right? Because you've been there 3 years, his chazakah is over. So right, if that's the case, the chazakah of the fun shouldn't work. And, right, because the person can say, you know what, right, your makor is irrelevant to me because I know reason to keep my star, I never found out. Okay, at that point, Rava says, no, even though I think that a chazakah is, right, the Chazak of 3 years is all because in the natural course of events, nobody keeps receipts longer than 3 years. Even though I think that, still, I can say that a makash, a little bit fun of work, because a makash, a little bit fun of is sufficient to, right, to be, enable the telling, to tell the mafazik, you should have kept your star. Okay? So there again, if it enables you to tell the friends, all that means is that it enables you to tell the mafazik that you should have been able to, right, that you should have been listening, and since I told two people if you had wanted to know, you could have. It doesn't tell us anything about the inevitable spread of information. It doesn't mean that everybody in creation knows about it. It doesn't mean that the first time you hear anything, you hear a makah, you want to tell the others. All it means is that once you tell two people, you can't keep a secret from somebody who wants to find it out. Yes?
What? Why is there a responsibility of this guy who cleans the land and being nothing,
being squatter, I would say squatter, why is it responsibility to make sure that someone else doesn't make a claim that's maybe false and empty? Because, well, just put it this way. Normally, the problem with land is that possession doesn't prove things the same way it does from a telephone, because I could walk into your house tomorrow and say, look, I'm here. So we can't allow possession to establish, to establish ownership the way we do with a telephone. Because I just walk in, there's no difference in walking onto somebody's land. Right? If I grab something from your pocket, okay, so somebody saw me go in and grab it. So I'll just walk onto your land. Right? So we have to have a standard of evidence for land ownership that is different than your possession. And so what, right? So what we do is we say, okay, you have to produce a star. And so the normal way of running land is simply you have to keep your deed forever. So that's not the chiddush. Right? Is that we say that because we know that human weaknesses, human beings being what they are, sometimes people lose star, we prefer not to create the chaos that happens with a purely deed-based system. So we're going to loophole and say that if you've been there for 3 years without a makah, then you can keep land anyway. But it's not that normally, naturally you should be able to keep it. Right? And now you're saying, right, and now we're saying, oh, you know, we messed you up. It's naturally you shouldn't be allowed to keep it. You should have to be at the start. If you want to take advantage of the loophole of 3 years, you better make sure that you have the right to. Okay, the presumption is that really land use should only be established through deeds. Yes.
So after 3 years, there's been no advance land, there's been no makah. Then basically, how do we know that that this chazaka has been established, that someone were to come putting it down the line and trying to establish a chazaka? Do we have some sort of record that makes it clear that even if you lose the strike 1 year from now, that you still can control
the ball. You have to have agent on your
chazaka.
Right, you know, what, you have to be able to prove your
chazaka. Right.
You have agent. Agent. All right, if you're smart, you might want to call agent together and have them write a star chazaka.
What's the point of the star chazaka if you already have a star on itself?
Well, you want, right, if you want, if you lost your star, right, so, you know, the smart thing to do, right, is to...
Should you do another star something as well, and you lose the star something?
Yeah, you can only do another star something, right? You might, you know, at some point, if you didn't, you know, when you're in, you can worry about your agent dying, that's all. If you moved away, if you're still on the land, there, because luck, it just renews itself every day. And no one would eat him around. But if you're going to leave the land, mm-hmm, right, and you don't have your star anymore, then you might have star something, sure. So you can carry that with you. Cool.
Well, you
know, so leave an agent to notify you, right, so you can issue a makah. Right, but unless you can demonstrate your prior ownership, your agent may just be watching it and may not be actually killing it. And land ownership is a complicated thing. I tend to think this is an entirely different issue that will come up tonight, that the wild Gemara in Sukkah that says that, you know, pretty much we assume that all land is so far as the stolen.
for a reason, but you can't, right, that there's no, all land is transferred by conquerors. The whole notion of land ownership is really problematic. Right, you didn't create this, it's always been around since God's earth, right, since God's earth. We know that by now almost all property in the world has been transferred illegitimately at some point or another.
As with us as well.
No, that's the first Rashi, that's the parent today. That's the whole point of the first Rashi.
Only if you can find the descendants of people that want
it
and figure out which
piece they want. That goes, okay, it's true that which piece, that any specific person claiming any specific ownership in Eretz Yisrael runs into the same challenge. But at least there's a deed. Right, so there's a deed. Right, with everywhere else, it's not that you think that everyone else is a thief, it's just the whole land is stolen. Because land, right, so the nature of land is there's no basis for creating ownership other than conquered or purchased. Most land has been conquered more than once.
So it turns out that through all the conquests and stolen, it turns out you actually end up, when you buy the land, you end up being the person who actually belongs
to it. Pretty nice. It'd be nice. Okay. But yeah, but it's why land ownership has to work in different rules, because you can't have real, right, because... Yeah, yeah, because the nature of the system is ownership has to be much more a function of form than a function of right, as opposed to a talisman where you can say you created it. Right? The one called the Shlach Kli, there are ways of, right? There are ways you can claim that you own things, that you do things to gain ownership of land by improving it. And that's a model also, but agricultural societies, you don't tend to improve the land so much, you just plant it. So you have to do things that are formed as opposed to right, and those decided that. Okay. So we have right now, all we know about Kavod Kavod, I would say, is a really pretty limited set. So again, then you go to the longer sugya, the middle bathroom, which is going to eventually become the, get to Lashon Hara, which is matter itself. So the issue is, can you be mafavik, right? Yeah, a very real sugya is, is there such a thing as a chazaka on the land of refugees? A very real needed issue. Right, and this is an issue, since truth is spelled a lot. Right, so we have a strong interest in saying that adverse possession doesn't work if the person has, right, if the person has an excuse for not having been mocha. Right, refugees have a very hard time being mocha. Right, this issue comes up. Right.
It comes up in the
opposite direction as well. It comes up in the right, Jews in Arab land, and it comes up with Palestinian individual. Right, where people produce old deeds. What do you do is people produce old deeds against which there's a long-term adverse chazaka, and they find it as a refugee. How could I have known? What could I have done? Okay. So when Rav Yehuda said, I said this name of Rav, and not be convinced of Urah, but Shmuel said, why not? Let him be Mocha where he is. Okay, now Shmuel's position still assumes that he had a way of finding out that somebody was working on his land, but we could do a simple way, right? You don't have to do a makal against somebody, you can just do a positive claim. Like every 3 years, all refugees have to come to a central town and say, I own land X and X, and if anybody is living on that land, they are doing so illegitimately. Yes? Yeah, okay.
Does
Mechal work in that? I don't know. Shmuel seems to assume the Mechal shows up on it work. Right? So the problem is, right, you still, right, but that doesn't address the question, what happens if you didn't, right, if the reason, right, so the whole case is that you ran away, but you know about it, and the issue is, right, and you didn't make a Mechal that got back to the Machavit. And that's the question. Right, so Rav says you can't expect the Borea to make a machzik, to make a machal that the machzik hears about. And Shmuel says, why not? Okay. And all the version of which the Sugya goes the other way around. And that alternate version, we say this all, right? We say this all, right? Right, that we learned that Machah, if you made Beish, and you call, right, Shalom, you call Lomar, lo, have you Machah. Okay, the claim that Machah, in this Tiberia, means that you can make a Machah explicitly, which is not when you get back to the Machah. Okay, that's the purpose of the statement, Machah, Nisse, Berea, is, right, Machah, is that there's no connection between the Machah and the Machah at all. It is the reverse of the claim that, right, one vision is that there's a vision that Chazaka is built entirely on the psychology of the Machah. Right, this is a vision that the purpose of Chazaka is built entirely on the Chazaka of the Tzoyim, on the psychology of the Tzoyim. That the way Chazaka happens is because you should have been Nocha, and if you weren't Nocha, that's fine. Who cares about what the Machah did? Okay? Right, so Ravana says, right, El HaKamashmalan, the people need to say Desh, and you call Mola Bahavi Nafra, Dam Ravanan, when you need the Farshim, when you need the Mashmalan, Nika Bishnei Shnei Beirim Shechol Mola Lo, Havi Nafra, Nika Bishnei Shnei Beirim Shechol Mola Lo, Havi Nafra, Nika Bishnei Shnei Beirim Shechol Mola Lo, Havi Nafra. Okay, so there's, at this point, there's a machlok, it's Rav and Shmuel, in which Shmuel requires the people in front of whom you are Mocha to have direct access to the Machzik. And Rav says, right, and Rav says, you can be Mocha in front of people who have no direct access to the Machzik at all. Okay, at this point, in this version of the Sukkah, however, the Gemara is not willing to say that Rav's story is that we don't care about the Machzik psychology at all. Gemara says is that what Rav says is Chavra the Chavra Isley, the Chavra the Chavra the Chavra Isley. Meaning that what Rav says, meaning that there's no reason to need direct access, because if you tell these people, they will know somebody who will have access, who will have access to the Machzik. Okay, so the Chavra the Chavra Isley. Once again, this is all dealing with the same issue, right? Anytime you look up, it has to go back to the Machzik, has to be able to find out somehow. Okay, we can try and figure out what is in this Mishnah. What is the language of Rav and Shmuel? What's Machlokas in Rav and Shmuel? Is it a practical Machlokas? The Shmuel says, no. If you're Mocha in a foreign country, the people who have no access, and the other, even somebody trying to find out can't do that, and Rav says, no, they can. Or is it a Machlokas in Shurim? That Rav says, look, you know what, it's hard to find out, but if you really try hard, you can. Most of the time, they will find out, and the Shmuel says, no, you have to be sure that you can find out. Right, I mean, you can find that however you want. Not my issue right now. But we're still in the psychology of the Machzik. And at this point, we're assuming that the whole issue is that the Machzik, right, that the Machzik, at least where it's possible to claim, the only issue is not that people don't keep secrets, it's that people don't keep secrets from people who are trying to find them out. Okay? Okay. So here I go on, and the Teki Dami Mato, right? That's what I was doing, right? So Rezit says, Tani Gazwana Hu Lahavi Mato, Tani Gazwana Dinaki Lahari Gazwana Hu Lahavi Mato, Lahavi Dina, Havi Mato. Okay, so you have to specifically accuse the guy of stealing your land. You can't just accuse him of any bad character. So they, you know, because thieves don't mind too. So saying sounds of a thief doesn't get anywhere. Okay. So I'm going to tame the way of life. Because what happens if you explicitly say to the agent, don't tell him I said this. Okay. So Rajit says, Rajit said, don't tell him. So he's not going to find out. He's not going to find out if it's not on my car. And here we get the very top that says, there's the question. Is he not buying into that? Or is he just saying, no, you say don't tell him, people won't tell anybody? There are some that say people will seize me up. Yeah.
Maybe you could say that if you tell him, don't tell him. Then whoever they tell, they'll all say don't tell him, and you can get around everybody, but it'll just, that's something, it'll be the common knowledge, it's only the Machzik doesn't know about.
Yeah.
Each one will pass on, don't tell him.
Okay.
Is it?
Okay, that's interesting. There is Vidya says that the everyone will know not to tell him. And Rapunzel says, yeah, you know what? Enough people will know. Okay, very possible also. I don't know. So now what happens, right, then in the reverse case, what happens if the, what happens if they promise, you get into the whole sugi about that. So we're here for the first time, right, in this stage of the sugi, you begin with the possibility, suggesting the possibility that chavos dechavra means that information will get out, even if you try not to let it get out. Okay, although it's not, right, but this seems to think not as inevitably as Rapapa. And even Rapapa, we're still dealing with a case where somebody is motivated to find it out, because we're still dealing with Rapapa. Okay, but nothing, any kind of broad claim, like anything you say in front of any witnesses will be known to everybody. But all I said is, anything you say about another person in front of witnesses, and the other person is really strongly motivated to know, if he doesn't know, he's responsible. Yes, sir. No, is it wrong?
It's a very deep, the scribes are saying we didn't tell him what he did.
No.
Isn't there one that's been actually wrong?
No, they just play with language. Like Rapunzel said, sometimes people just say, right, it's a flip. Okay. So, with all this, right, now we get to the question of how many individuals from Akha. Okay, so, Ashkechino, Rav Yossi, 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 So nobody remembers or there's a hope that the Ami and the Rabyokan required. So we say, Lame of the Rabba Barakuna Kamifagi, the Amar Rabba Barakuna, Tomilta de Amar Dabe Pata, Left by Mishum Vishne Bisha, Manda Vishne Shnayim, Left by the Rabba Barakuna, the Manda Vishne Gimel, East way the Rabba Barakuna. So we're saying that the question of whether you require Makhada son of 2 or Makhada son of 3 depends on whether you accept Rabba Barakuna's statement about Lashon Hara, at the end of which we say, no, in fact, everybody accepts Rabba Barakuna's statement about Lashon Hara. And the only question is whether a Makhada son of the son of is a Makhada or not, which turns into a, as we say, so what the person who says 2 says that you can only do it the fun of anyway, and the person who says 3 says, no, since you don't have to do it the fun of, therefore you need 3. Now, okay, that's all right. All I said, this is the fact, let's look at everything else. All we're telling you to do is deal with the bone with that bone. Right? Which is, you have one stage in the sugya which we say that whether you require 2 or 3 depends on whether or not you agree with Rabba Barakuna, which leads the question of, what does it mean to disagree with Rabba Barakuna? Does it mean you disagree with Lacuna? And you say that even if you say it's not the same people as Lashon Hara, does it mean you disagree with Lacuna? You say even if you say it's not the two people as not Lashon Hara. Alright, that's your first thing to make here. And the second position you say is, well, everybody agrees with Rabba Barakuna, just one person says you have to do it upon him, one person says you can do it shalom upon him, that seems to believe that everybody agrees you need 3 people to be the equivalent of the fauna. Right? And that runs into the whole problem, but when it came to Machah, earlier we think that somebody didn't write by the relation to Sharamur. All along we've been assuming that somehow we could get 2 people to be equal to fauna. But now the position 3 seems to think that all of them went out the window and really needed 3 to make it fauna. And we have a last position anybody came out, which is that everybody agrees Machah, Sharamur, fauna, Tari Machah, but all of a sudden, I have machlokes in terms of makah, whether we need our witnesses, or whether what we need is a new term, which is gilui milta. I have to figure out, right, how gilui milta relates to the previous kinds of knowledge. Okay, so each of these figures is an implication. The first question we have to figure out, what does it mean to disagree with one person enough? On the second question, we have to figure out why do we need three people? And the third question is different than the second, so it has to somehow believe that there's something we need which is more than the fun of, called Gilly Nelson. Now we have to figure between the fun of and Gilly Nelson. Okay, and for some reason, Lashon Hara works, the Hector for Lashon Hara works only in the parallel to Gilly Nelson. Okay, then we have Gemara Narokin, which tells us that the rationale behind Abba Baruch Huna is Chavra the Chavra Yitzhak. That does not show up in Baba Basra. Okay? And the problem is that in Baba Basra all along we've been assuming that Chavra the Chavra Yitzhak works with Aden. We have to claim that the figure. We haven't seen any case other than Makal. And Makal always requires two. Right, so we have no evidence in Baba Basra that this could be accomplished with less than two. Now, why the Sfarah, why it requires two people as opposed to one, we've never thought of that. One person also has friends. Okay, right, and that friend has friends. And maybe we think that of two people, at least one of them has to have a friend. Right, we've got to have each other, right? okay. Right, what I want to set up here, is to recognize walking into the sugya in the Mavastra, if it's in the sugya in the Mavastra, importing the rationale of Chavra to Chavra Yitzhak for Lashon Hara in the sugya of the Mavastra requires you to say that this position on Chavra Shlosha rejects not only the halakhic presumptions earlier in the sugya, but all the factual assumptions. Because up till now in the sugya we've been assuming that Eidos is sufficient.
To accomplish this.
So far as I can tell. And you also have to figure out that within each of these three languages may have a different understanding both of Rabba Baruch Huna and of why one would disagree with Rabba Baruch Huna. Okay. That's the background. So let's take a look, for starters, at the Tosfos. We can use Tosfos and the Shulchan with great rigor today. Okay. Yeah, you want to answer the first question? Let's make sure most of it is your way.
The reason that Lashon Hara in front of three people is not Lashon Hara, because eventually, because the Kama Yisrael is still pushing Yisrael. So the ultimate cause is who will find out? The guy is seeing Tzedakah. Okay, so the first thing that tells is that the Hector of Ape Tzedakah is that the person will eventually find out. Will only the person find out?
No.
Everybody will find out. Staying in front of three people creates some kind of cold, a new phenomenon, right? It creates general knowledge. But the fact that it creates general knowledge is not the ground of the answer. The ground of the answer is that if there is general knowledge, then that person will find out. Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
Replace the issue of Lashon Hara with
whatever
the
issue is
of
saying
that to things people see?
I'd rather replace it, but it may look
at it. It's just saying that three people convert the issue of the Tana somehow.
Right.
So saying that to things people see someone's face is also awkward,
no? No. I don't know about that. You aren't a rocket, if you'll see eventually, it says that that's great, says that already says exactly the opposite. Right, we'll see that, right? Anything you say in front of somebody's face is not Lashon Hara. Possible. Doesn't sound like, the import of the statement is it's not Lashon Hara that you go to hell anyway, right? That seems, unlikely reading it. Let's not be sure which to be sure. I'm open to it.
is not being...
No, that's a really stupid thing to say.
No! In any universe, it would just utter for me to tell somebody that you're wearing a nice shirt. Because that's loving heart. But telling you to your face that you're an ugly swinging geek is much... There's nothing wrong with that!
It's not us to say that you're wearing a nice shirt. It's us for me to tell somebody else that you're wearing a nice shirt. If I suspect that that person has less than positive feelings about your fashion sense.
Yes. But it's not for me to say you're
going to see
you directly?
Yes. As long as they're embarrassed publicly. Or afflict you.
Have you mentioned this to your
children?
Are you telling them you're nice to children?
No.
I just read the sugi.
Right, you're right. That's a difficulty. That's why people are going to be so comfortable reading the sugi that way. Okay.
You could say that, like, having it come through, like, a few people, is, you know,
seems
like it's not. It's just no longer like a
big. Well, there's an assumption you're making, which we'll have to play out in a moment. There's a way out of what you're saying, which we haven't gotten, which we haven't made it. Yes.
Is this one saying that it's not others if you're telling three people, or it's not others if you know that three people know to then tell other people?
Okay, good. That's all right. That's what's not clear in this. That's not clear in Joseph's case. All Joseph says is that there is something about Lashon Hara having been said in front of three people which will not be Lashon Hara. Whether it's not Lashon Hara for the person who said it, or it's not Lashon Hara for the repeater, is not at this point evident. It's not even clear who, right, if it's the repeaters, it's not even clear whom it's not Lashon Hara for the repeaters to tell. Right, all we know is that if you tell three people, eventually the person you spoke about will hear it, and therefore there is something which would otherwise have been Lashon Hara that won't be now because he heard about it. Or because he will hear about it. Doesn't necessarily mean to be careful. Doesn't necessarily mean he has heard about it. It just means that you're not right, that when you tell him, he would have found out anyway. Okay, yes.
Well, it's supposed to be said as a definition of Lashon Hara as something that's meant specifically not for you subject here. If the statement is used for someone who reaches some ears, then it's no longer Lashon Hara. That's kind of what I got at.
With the Cambridge law that was changed in the usual volume,
definitely did not
Lashon
Hara, and therefore, you know, the definition is
not from there. Okay, here we go. The second sentence is good. Okay, let's not go there yet. Now, this is the first point. First line, all that it says is, the Kala Yisle, the Soko Shieda. Okay, so Lashon Hara, if I say something in front of people, three people, then something that would otherwise have been Lashon Hara is not, because everyone will know, so the person whom it's about would have found out anyway.
Without
the
circumstantial evidence
based on
the actual content.
I don't know, I'm leaving out the content. I don't know what the content is. I don't know who it's not Lashon Hara for. I don't know why it would have been Lashon Hara otherwise.
Something we don't know if the content would be a factor of whether to say it or not.
A was said in front of three people, therefore B which may not be the same as was said, right, what should we say, A was said in front of three people about B. Therefore, therefore, B is going to hear that this was said about him. So it's not Lashon Hara for either A or C, right? To tell it to either B or D through Y. We don't have the answer to these questions.
In this first part of the book, that's referring to the actual content of the statement. Meaning that if someone tells three people in the head, that statement is no longer Lashon Hara.
Could be. I don't believe it. I don't know anything. All I know is that Tosfos claims, the reason Lashon Hara
is because it has a coal. Now, what does it mean it has a coal?
That doesn't seem to be the actual statement. You say it has a...
What does it mean to have a coal?
It becomes known.
How does it become known? Because everyone talks about it.
Because
it's
like Charlotte doesn't mean that, but Charlotte means that somebody would find it.
Yes.
The start would be filed in the registry of deeds.
So the only way people can find out about it is if... Now, it could be. This depends on what commerce and property would. It could be that, well, you're told Lashon Hara, which is one of people going around saying, wow, I know something that so-and-so really ought to know. And all that gets out. And it could be the coal. All that gets out when I have a coal is that I have something that you ought to know. And so if I'm interested, I can find out. It may be that the call doesn't generate any specific content at all. All the call generates is a search path.
Right.
I don't know. The thing that really interests me here, right, this is the question, is are we open to the possibility that what this says is, since everybody else will say the Lashon Hara anyway, so you might as well.
But if you don't say it, like, will they say it? I mean,
yes.
They're just fine as well.
Well,
like
you can assume.
People, right, can accept them, and once you tell a few people, then everyone will know. Then, like, yes, everyone will eventually know, but
only
people will
know. Yeah, I think the second
token
is really important to understanding.
Good. Let's get the second token.
You can't.
Okay, good. I'll shut this down for a moment. Let's get the second token. Okay, anyone? That's the idea that's really going to interest you, which is the exact question of are there circumstances under which you can say that something is mutter because somebody else is going to do it anyway? Even though, well, really, it's up there. Okay, if you want an analogy to that case, because bring it up, do you have an intent to listen either? Right, so the question, right, is, so one of the understandings of the Hesed, one of the understandings is that the Seder plays the assignment by the Book of Mind, only forbidden, if the person had no other way of getting it, right? So I can only hand wine to a Nazir if a Nazir had no other access to wine. So what happens if there are two? I can only hand it if we're on opposite sides of the river, so they couldn't have reached the wine otherwise. Okay, I don't think this is probably the correct understanding of the sugya historically. It's not a rishon. So what happens if there are two from Jews standing on the opposite side of the river? And then the Nazir says, please give me a glass of wine. Can I say, well, guess what? It's not listening to either of either of us. Because I can say, look, he could have got it for him. And you can say, look, you could have got it for him, so we said, well, it becomes mutter for both of us. All right, the question is, is one ever willing to decide halakha based on the premise that statistically it's really, really unlikely that somebody else wanted to validate this anyway? Okay, we talked about it yesterday at lunch, right? Can I give a cup at the bottle of water on the grounds that if I don't, you will? And if you doesn't, then the Chaskei will. So I might as well take the money, because I at least oppose it. Right? And if I take away more and more of their Ashkatos, which I object to, then eventually I'll have power, and something better will happen. I'll give up all of the Ashkatos, and I'll take them back. I'll never give them up, but I will always in principle.
Be against them, so the world is much better.
As a result, the same with all those stuff that make, false advertising claims that for quality based on calculus, all those are good to me because I oppose them in principle. I, of course, would take them because otherwise people will take them and use the money for evil. It's a dangerous argument. It's a dangerous argument. Okay, yes,
sir. This is about tomorrow. We think that the first time sort of spread, then if the curse is broken or
unfound. No, everyone has to have a coal.
And then
also, you're not going to get something that you say, and
everyone has to know.
No, maybe I can assume that I'm the only Tzaddik, and everyone else is a Russia. And if I didn't say this Lashon Hara, I'd be the only one in the world not saying this Lashon Hara, and that's silly.
Why?
Because, right, I'm not accomplishing anything, so I might as well be the one that says Lashon Hara, because that way at least the Tzaddik is Machad and the Tzolot. It's saying Lashon Hara. As opposed to otherwise, the evil people get a nod if they're saying Lashon Hara. But I know I don't get any pleasure out of God's sake. So I'm just doing it to save other people from offense. So at least my kibbutz is better. I don't want to kill me in terms of Lashon Hara.
I am building my own personal ego. One piece of justice at a time. You have that work for you, work too. It's a little suspicious to me. There are many Easterns, by the way, we can just talk about, you know, the Easterns that I'm willing to take on behalf of the community. Totally wish well. Okay. And of course, if you've ever seen me doing anything, you understand that much, I feel. Okay, so we need to probably talk on the bridge over there in the lab, I'll have to hire after us. Okay. So, Benny says, right, I'm a god and I'll tell people to come in and in a go to the other cuckoos. The town is from the left lane color. But hang on a sec. But we claim that it is possible people keep secrets. Because if you, right, because we say that if you borrow money without a star, then, if you lend money without a star, so A lends money to B, and then, right, so A therefore has a lien on all of B's property. And if A lends money to B with a star, then A can do what we now all know from it, right, callback. Right, and A can, right, A, right, if B sold land to C after the loan, A can claim to get the land back from C and say that you, right, when you sold that land, already it was mortgaged. So only if there's a star. Because if there's a star, we can say that the person C who bought the land from B should have known about the lien and they incurred that risk when they bought from B. But even if A lent the money, right, A and B stood in the public square in front of 1,000 agents and said, look, here's $10,000. And B then goes and sells the land to C. A can do nothing for C because we say, you know what? No one would have told C about the loan. Because everyone knows that borrowing money is hush hush. Nobody spreads the word that A borrowed money. That's what it says. There are things about which there is no call. Borrowing money is one of the things about which there is no call, unless it's a star for some reason. Right? The fact that there being a document, the document, right? People create, once there is a document about it, then somehow everyone assumes it's okay to talk about it. Alright, why is this? At this point you have to recognize that here halacha is being built entirely on suppositions about human nature, which may or may not be culturally contingent. Right, one of the issues you have to address in halacha makes claims about psychology are these classic chazakas for all time? Right, this is sort of the controversy about tabu meta pandu. Right, for the people who think that, right, who want to use the halachic, I don't think tabu meta pandu ever meant that. But the people who want to argue based on one take of the rub that you still have to believe halachically that it's always in one's best interest to be married to anybody. Because chazakas never change and all the chazakas become arbitrary. I think it's a wrong shot in the Gemara to start with and then it's wrong to apply it halachically, but you should be aware of that position. Yes, Emma. It's possible that it's one of the stars of miracle, the stars that create publicity. Could be. There's no way to argue with miracles. It just isn't, you know. Could be. Okay. So you know the Kabbalah of my rabbi. Don't argue with miracles.
That's
the Kabbalah of my team. There's a shayla I got about whether you require Jewish proof for a sixth generation Reform family. Or will the talk with you and argue with miracles? It was a good one. Went back a long time. Some of people know about about loans, that loans are secret, but whatever this thing is, which would otherwise have been Lashon Hara, is not anywhere near as secret as Lone. Okay, that's all I want to point out. You know, Lothar is no Easter about talking about Lone. Yeah. No, that's his second answer. That's his second answer. And his first answer is, Nandi of it, Satina of it. Right? So we can claim that there's a call by Lishnabisha, whereas there isn't a call, an automatic call by Malza Altair, because people know they're supposed to keep one secret, whereas Lashon Hara people spread. That's what he says. People know that loans are supposed to be secret.
What is he doing?
Lend, borrow. Borrow, isn't it? No, it's just Aramaic. And so it makes us look up in their capture. Okay, yes.
Let me be clear, is the issue at hand is that loans, people know not to talk about, or do they still talk about practically, and there's no problem? In fact,
I think people gossip about people's financial situation is very common. So if there's an important rate, so-and-so took out a big loan, that's really juicy, and unless there were a social taboo against it, I can't imagine people wouldn't talk about it. Because it's not only juicy gossip, it's also important financially, because so-and-so took out a loan, you don't lend him money, and don't buy stuff from him. Like, there's a really good reason to talk about somebody, if we try to turn the other way, that's the opposite of Kavra, it means that as opposed to, right, that even if the Lukukos wanted to find out about it, they wouldn't have. Because nobody talks about loans.
And why do they need money? If you
lend your interest
to the people.
They didn't lend their interest to the people, absolutely.
So why do you go to...
That's what we end up saying.
First he lends with no interest, and then he makes some chance to
what? That's crazy.
Assuming
it's a special case, now she's doing it out of...
Or is he? I love that we basically say that a Malzah Alten means. Right, and we do everything, right, we discourage anyone from doing serious loans about that because we think that that creates an increased equal rate and that rate makes it hard for everybody. And then you have a foreclosure crisis. We don't want that. Right, so we encourage the other rate. I think the only way to explain with us this claim is that he's claiming that descriptively in some of these times there was a social taboo against talking about people's borrowing. Now I wonder if that exists today or not. I wonder, it might be. Sometimes for the elderly, like I was, you know, amused that somebody got Nobel a few years ago for discovering that people don't make rational economic decisions, they treat money in the hand as more valuable than potential gain, even if the risks break down. Right? Which is, you know, anybody who's learned Gemara knows that people care more about Karen than do about Reva. So this is one of the Nobel's given for, you know, that would have gone to the bank. If people know about it. You know, I've gone to anybody who's studied common laws as an example of economics being divorced from real life. Some have like this apply almost all the time. There may be somewhere, you know, if you maybe in Monte Carlo, right, or Monaco, that's not true. Or in gambling-based societies, people don't treat Karen Revoff the same way. They just can't if you're a casino-driven society. It could be. You always claim, really, this is what people are like, and that's for people, but not for these people. Right, I was telling Jonathan that one of my attributes to Rabbi attributes to me is an explanation of the rough claiming the reason it was okay to teach Gemara women now, even though supposedly believed that all the Chazakim of Gemara were eternal, was that the Chazakim of Gemara was about metaphysical women and we were teaching real women, which are exceptions to the metaphysical category of women. And if it works, it works. And if you choose to be metaphysical exceptions, that's fine. Right? Then, my wife will point out that if you're a physical exception, then maybe you have a Michal Batshel issue, right? Because one of the explorations of Michal Batshel was telling is that she knew that she had an absolute result. Even, all kinds of phenomenal things, even primarily, from the story. Who is it? Who says that Michal Batshel knew that she had an absolute result? Sorry, number of things, it's not the same. Figure with, no guarantee stuff. Okay. So to say, the husband in Yod and Yikav Shigiru will come in Chaye, and Laman the other Nechara Yom will not. The second explanation I really never mentioned is that maybe people spread the information if they know whom to tell it to, but here, at the time of the loan, nobody knows whom they're supposed to inform, and so therefore it doesn't get to the Lekuchos, because even if we say it creates a generalized coal, the coal isn't enough. Right? A coal has to, right? For everyone to find out about a coal, people have to know whom to tell. And after a while, it just dies down, no one remembers anymore. Okay. Possible. But the implication is that by Lashon Hara, everybody knows, right? Again, Lashon Hara, everybody knows whom to tell. So if you hear Lashon Hara about somebody, you just run to them. And tell them so should know. Right? And by Makra also, it's only by loans where the information has no direct address, so people don't spread the information quite as well. Okay. Let's Mishum Mishna Bisha. Okay. Here we have ambiguating as he said. So Paris will also should all listening to more. Okay, so does this hold by out that the person from is not Lashon Hara is the person who said the Lashon Hara is one of the three people. And presumably, I think it'd be a push to claim that it's because of the gen. I presume it's that when you say something in front of three people, that is not Lashon Hara, because saying in front of three people will create publicity such that the other person, the person that mouths whom you spoke, can certainly find it out if he wants to. Eventually. Okay, so it doesn't take a decision then about whether all those people who create the call are allowed to put this in. It may be called the call, it may not be. It was much more for you to say. Pardon? Yes, they could do it by saying although that might be refused. And that was Shahara. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah is supposed to raise with them, thank you, one would feel it or not. Okay? Unless you say that all cases of Rechilus are Lashon Hara about the person who said it. But it's not, because he said it in front of three people, so you're fine. I play out, not the same thing, yeah.
Doesn't the next line imply, it doesn't matter, it implies that it's about the guy's intentions, right? The whole thing is whether or not he cares that he gets back to the other person.
Okay. Right. It does. Yes. Very good.
Right. So what that means is that it really, for Tosfos, it doesn't have to do with whether or not the other guy will hear it. It doesn't even necessarily matter whether or not he can hear it. What matters is that the guy who's saying it thinks he'll be able to hear it.
Okay. So we go back to the psychology thing, right? What say in front of three people lets you say that obviously I didn't intend to hide it from you. Anything I don't, and at this stage, we don't have any qualifiers mentioned in Tosfos. Anything, and he said, look, the Gemara in Arachin quotes about this, the statement of Yosef, I never said anything and turned around to see what's behind me, which implies that the whole issue of Lashon Hara is saying things behind people's back. Right, Lord, Lashon Hara is saying things behind people's back. As long as you're willing to say it to his face, it's not Lashon Hara. Okay. Alright, that I think is the simplest meaning of Tosfos that nobody mentioned anything about what kind of statement you're making, you're saying here. Whatever it is, it's normally Lashon Hara, it's not in front of three people. Why? Because he didn't care if he is. Okay, so then he has a side issue, right, that there's a contradiction within Rava in the story as we have it. okay, but with the conservative people and the positions, that's not our issue right now. Then he says, Tadu Sabena, right, this is in the third line of the Gemara. So at this point, everybody holds like Rav Bar Huna. Right? Everybody believes that if trying to three people is a Lashon Hara. So the question is, why do we require two people in, right, why do we require two people instead of, sorry, everybody holds at this stage that Mechah Shalom B'tonah is Mechah. Right? So why do I need two people? What, right, so why do I need two people? So the Tasha is thinking that I need two people to agree in Ada that I actually said. Right? But Tasha doesn't care about that. It's not about having two people because if the issue were not Edus, but simply that, rather, that I have to let the Matzavik know, Habitagi Dechad, the Chabra Chabra Yisrael. That is, letting the Matzavik know about it, one person is really enough. Okay, the Chabra Yisrael is something that for Tosfos works even with one person. Anything you say will eventually get back to the person who needs to find it out. Right, that's Makal. In terms of information, right, anything you say in front of one person will get back to that one person. Okay, so now the test is, if that's the case, and if I know there's no rocking, the Gemara claims that the rationale for Rav Bar Huna is Chavras B'Chavra, why does Rav Bar Huna have an interval Shana? Anything I say, anybody should be with her. Right? Okay. Right? So the answer to that is no. But the Apophish Lashon Hara in Anishma, Haini Lopisha Ma'alimin Oso Bibnei Adam. But Sarah Sechara doesn't work by Lashon Hara because people keep Lashon Hara secret, just not as secret as long. Okay? But people do keep Lashon Hara secret. Right? Loans, even in front of three people, the person doesn't find out. Mm-hmm. So Lashon Hara, unless you say in front of three people, the person won't find out. Now, what changes between one and three is not clear. Can we accept the issue of statistics?
Well,
can
you say it's an issue of showing them the intent? When you have people in front of them, they say, oh, look, colors are all up three. That means that the sign could be released to the public.
So it's circular, right? Because why do they say it's circular? Why do they say you think it's fine in front of the public? Everyone else is getting those three people, everyone will think it's good. Right? If you just get into one of these, when they have to move. The Archimia is what happens if you say it's in front of three people consecutively instead of simultaneously? Right? What happens if you say it in front of three people, two of them don't know the third person is there. Three people in isolation chamber simultaneously, but not right. Right, but not, right, they're not aware, but none of them are aware that this is the third person. Why not give it? For what the issue is, right? If you claim it's because you said it in front of three people, right? Is it a formal thing? I think in front of three people feel public? Is it a knowledge thing? If I know three people said it, if it's just statistical, then you can say the thing is three people consecutively don't know about each other creates the same statistical probability. Right, yes?
I'm just thinking of, lunch groups in high school where there's five friends who sit at a table and say things that they clearly don't want others to hear, but they're saying it in front of five.
I just read Tosfos.
I think the pioneer
of the Lashon Hara.
According to
Tosfos, yeah. So yes, vicious gangs, vicious gossip gangs are all perfectly looked at.
Even though their intention is that they're not willing to say it to the person.
Ah, so then we're going back to Will Chamberlain.
Right.
But I'm not thought. Hey, it's not true, right? Everyone does find out.
Okay.
Right, so empirically, it's not a bad description. It may even be an eternal universal description. It's very hard to build a society. We question whether that means just because it's very hard, by the same token, it's very hard to build a society in which the adultery rate drops below a specified percentage. Okay, so we build a lot of based on the premise that residents are 10 couples, right? There's a whole question about to what degree halakha is built on a premise of sin. Okay, right, that's the mission I want to raise all the way through. Yes,
but sin is different than, I think
there's a difference between
sin and social norm or social reality.
Lots of social norms are out there. That's it.
No, I understand.
Adultery happens.
It's not in the same category.
Why not? The social norms are out there, social norms are out there. Part of the social norm is, let's say I know the social norm in America is that, let's say not Korean, so what they generally, whatever the easy thing to speak part of what? Chance taxes. Right, so we know when we budget for a certain percentage of tax rate. Mm-hmm. Right, that's just good policy planning. So Allah also budgets for a certain amount of Lashon Hara, right, and a certain amount of adultery. And our question is, that sometimes we don't actually want the law to be enforced on everybody. And that's a really careful part. Not just by singleness, which everyone knows is my, Daniel knows is my, my bit in the war, where nobody actually wants singleness to be enforced because that would be economically ruinous. Right? Singleness, you have to enforce singleness at the situation which maximizes revenue to the state and the capacity to search after the American cards for drugs. Right? That's how you calculate how to enforce the singleness. If you enforce too many, then people start driving slower. You can't give as many tickets, and you can't search as many African American cars for drugs. Whereas you have to just keep it at the right rate. You don't have, but nobody actually wants people to drive the speed limit. We're going to say that would be economically ruinous for all the places, for all the cities that live X amount of commute time away from the workplace.
Yeah.
No, I think the speed limit rules that are now are even unconstitutional. That should be straightforward, but it's good. By the way, there are now studies out showing, by the way, that the major determinant of how many tickets are given in an area is the budget deficit in the local town. It has absolutely no relationship to any of the effects. So there are certain laws that we don't necessarily, but more interesting anomaly is that there are certain business, let's suppose there are certain useful businesses that genuinely could not function if they have to pay taxes. So we may have an interest in, we have a really strong interest in Massachusetts in not enforcing immigration laws. Because if we enforce immigration laws, they would lose our entire construction business. Right? There are no legal construction workers. And it would raise everyone's prices dramatically. That becomes problematic when somebody lives in Massachusetts that tries to become attorney general. But all of a sudden you discover that their house was built by illegal immigrants, shot horror. All the Afghanis were illegal immigrants. Right, the whole public, we had three consecutive nominees for attorney general, who turned out to be legal immigrants and nannies, because nobody really wanted. Nobody wants to throw the nannies out, but if we made them legal, then we have to give them access to many more services. So we like, the most states like having undocumented workers who can be abused, and can do things like be nannies and construction workers and kosher and slaughterhouse workers. Which are necessities, especially, in many environments. You have to be careful about the extent to which you want, this is actually a more serious problem in children in America. But it's why none of the Arab states get Palestinian citizenship. And it's because there's always useful to have a group of second-class citizens that you can abuse for economic purposes. But sometimes it's a benefit for them, sometimes it's not. So it may be that, you know, this is you know, an idea which I want to play out there. We have to really see if this is possible in terms of Lashon Hara. It may be that there are certain laws whose purpose is to keep something at a certain level as opposed to standing up. Right, that would go run straight into different Yonatan. And the third Yonatan says that no, right, you can't, right, that all right, right, you never want somebody to be something that couldn't be generalized. And maybe our goal is a society, in which, you know, 75% of the people drive the speed limit and 90% of them pay taxes. And 98% of them are faithful to their spouses. Right? That's pretty much our goal. If we got to 100%, we have certain explosive marriages and human tragedies, and we'd wipe out whole sections of the economy, and, you know, and we have to eliminate suburbs. Because you can't live that far away, you'd rather stay with it. Take too much time. No, I don't want to say explosive family, you know. Maybe somebody argues there are some loves that are so beautiful that really, you know, also no intention of standing in front of that way because we don't believe the movie code and we think that Casablanca has the wrong one. Right? It's a really sweet idea. Yeah, I have another reason now, but it's pretty killing, you know, weeks of sure, but we'll recover again, right? So, a society which genuinely keeps Lashon Hara is a society in which fundamentally no information is exchanged. Is that our goal? And is our goal to have a society in which everyone lives in discrete little boxes and no one knows anything about anybody else? Well, that's a new thing, right? Maybe face to face. Right, but really, we want people to have utter control of their image. That's our best society, right? Yeah.
We have so many deterrents for telling people things that they need to know. How do people have that information to begin with?
Well, that's my point. The Kali played with Tilta Shaida. Now, the other way, we could take, you know, the foundation vision is that I mean, so the rapid vision. I'm taking away research here, but it's a short summer. Maybe I just argue that, you know what? It's a really good idea to minimize the amount of Lashon Hara you say. And we know that not that many people are going to succeed, so the consequences aren't going to be real. Right? If, in fact, everybody were to keep Lashon Hara, we would recall it as a shock and horror of the society we created. So we have no expectation of getting there. Right? It would be the equivalent of killing the Yitzhara for our lives. Right? If we killed the Yitzhara for Lashon Hara, right, we would have a frenetically sealed society of monadic isolates. And that would be terrible. But we're not going to get there. Right? So we rail against the Yitzhara for our lives, we rail against the Yitzhara for Lashon Hara. No, we're never going to succeed. And that would be the most radical thing. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with it, but you should be, you know, but it's, right, you have to be open to the possibility. Look at all these figures that assume that A, X becomes mutter because, right, X becomes mutter for A because B through B would have done X anyway. So is that just a concession? Or is that a given? Okay, so that was Tosfos. I want to get rid of my... it won't take too long here. So we're going to end now.